All right. Hello. It is 1:03, and you are listening to the Melanated Hour. Happy Halloweekend. I'm sure there's probably not that many people listening, but it's fine. So, unfortunately, our beloved DJ Doyen is not here with us. That sounded bad. That made it sound like she, like, died or something. She just has to work until 2, so she is not going to be with us. But I do have some guests in the studio. Do y'all remember DJ EJ and DJ Hank from training?
No.
Could you speak into the mic, please?
Oh, hello.
Okay. Well, they're back at it, and they're going to talk because I have to set up my laptop and stuff before I can crank out some tunes. So start speaking, please.
It's already 1:04, and you don't even have your laptop set up.
I hate you.
That's kind of mean, Edward. You should apologize to Mandy B.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And it's as easy as that these days to get an apology.
Wow, I wonder how all the turnips for Halloween are going.
You know what?
It's probably...
I'm so sorry for everyone listening who has to listen to just how awkward and unenthusiastic this is, you
okay,
know?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was writing an essay.
It's hard to find charismatic people to be on the radio these days. DJ Doyen, you're being greatly missed right now. Your replacements aren't living up to, you know what, I'm gonna try and play some music because y'all know that once I start roasting, it never stops, so
don't get her started.
We're gonna ease on in with some Tribe. Enjoy.
Black hair and your fat ass styles. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, a Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
Insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your known piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Poo-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5-foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yacht. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacey Beagle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
It ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
It ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
It ain't nothing nice.
You let yourself go, he said.
Relax yourself, girl, please set to air. 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 Relax yourself, girl, please set to air.
Y'all, that was Electric Relaxation by A Tribe Called Quest.
Very relaxing.
Was it relaxing? Was it soothing?
I'd say so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. Could you speak into the mic?
Hello.
Okay, you don't have to say hello every time you speak into the mic. You can perhaps, like, engage in the conversation that's going on. Is that...
Hey.
Is that something you would like to do? No?
Sure. What would you like to talk about?
Well, what did you think about the song choice?
I thought it was pretty good. I like the beat.
Did you think it was electric?
I kind of thought it was the opposite of electric. I thought it was kind of just like relaxed, kind of chill. I don't know.
It was called Electric Relaxation. So.
Interesting. Huh. That's a good combination right there.
Rest in peace, Fife Dog. They don't know who that is, y'all. They don't have any melanin. We're talking Frosty the Snowman's up in here. Okay, well, anyway.
Sunburnt in February, seriously.
You heard it here first, folks. With that, we'll be moving into something completely different. You know, no, I'll reorganize my playlist so we can keep it smooth for a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you enjoy the next one. My guests don't know how to act in the studio, and they interrupted the song. I'd like to apologize. You know, we lost our place in the song, too. Oh, you're logged into my Spotify. Oh, so okay. You just like that's weirdly fun. Like controlled what was going on.
That makes sense. I was like, why is this doing?
Can you not?
Yes.
Can you not? We're going to stop doing everything you're doing.
I apologize.
I had no part in any of that.
I can confirm. We're going to resume the song. I'm going to have to drag randomly to whatever spot it was in. Don't really remember, but it's fine. Okay. Wonderful. WMFO Medford at Tufts. Okay, and that was the actual end of that song, which was Bullets by Catronata featuring Little Dragon. Guests, would you like to enrich the analysis of that song?
Sure. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good until some scrub interrupted it.
Some scrub indeed.
Yeah, who was that?
Might have been me.
Might have.
Alrighty, how are we feeling? How are we feeling in the studio tonight?
Pretty tired.
Okay, well, you know, I didn't really prepare that much music tonight, because, you know, I normally just prepare like 30 minutes or so.
Let's just listen to a lot of Nickelback.
That's exactly what we're not going to do.
No, I think he was onto something there.
Okay, and before we get any bad ideas, we're going to just go on to the next song.
More than broken glass in my
Gallant with Bone and Tissue. That guy's got some pipes.
That was a good one.
He is a strong vocalist. Hear him singing in like that falsetto range. He's got like the choir backing him up a bit.
It's a one-man choir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there something more interesting or important that you're doing behind that laptop screen that's causing you to literally not speak at all?
I was looking for music for to help you out.
Here's the next one. Do you want to, Nate, don't do any song titles, but can we get some artists to look forward to?
Well, I wasn't really sure.
Okay.
I don't think that my music would blend very well into this show's genre.
What are you trying to say?
I was looking at Eric Clapton.
Okay. With that, we're going to move on into the next song. We're going to move to the next song. We're going to move on to the next song.
Move on in.
Get hype.
Get hype for this next track. Don't know what it's going to be. Okay. Yeah, I'll play this.
Get hype for like a PSA at some point.
But you got to stay publicly informed. But for now, enjoy a throwback to a classic Beyoncé song. Probably like one of my favorites of hers. I really enjoyed the album that this was on, and I always thought that this was a really good song. Enjoy. Turn the lights on. it is released clean. That was Sweet Dreams by Beyonce, back when she was going under that alter ego of Sasha Fierce. Boys, how do y'all feel about Beyonce?
It's an appropriate song title for this hour.
I went to a Beyonce concert. It's pretty boss.
Would you like to say more about that experience?
It was fun. It was like the Jay-Z Beyonce one.
Mm.
It was funny because like she went off stage like after every single song and would like change her outfit and like have this like crazy dance and stuff, and Jay-Z just like sat there in the same clothes just like the whole time.
Oh, his classic.
I think your Jay-Z would be changing outfits just as much as her.
Oh, are you? If he's making a reference to the song Change Clothes.
Were you? Oh, isn't that Pharrell?
I thought it was featuring.
Like, so let's just change.
I'm pretty sure it's featuring, or at least I'm pretty sure it's like a Jay-Z song.
Edward
I'm not
is not
too
well
versed.
Equipped in the genre enough to be able to.
I don't think I'm well equipped enough in the genre.
Yeah. Okay. With that, we're going to do a PSA real quick. Keep you folks informed. We'll be back shortly.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay.
That's
so,
the best PSA I've heard.
It really is. Honestly, I hate cats, and that makes me want to adopt a cat. So
we adopted my cats.
When she says she hates cats, believe her, she hates cats.
Mm-hmm. Can confirm. Would you like to talk more about your cats, DJ Hank?
They're very lovely. Their names are Clover and Blossom, and I named Blossom when I was 5 years old.
Oh.
I got roasted. Yeah, I've been roasted for that many times.
What a touching tale.
Yeah.
Up. Someone is really laying on the horn outside of the studio right now.
Oh, no, there's my ride.
And with that, we'll be moving on to the next night. Is there anything else that y'all would like to discuss? Never mind. I was just going to say that while the PSA was going, DJ Hank goes, "Can we play some Soulja Boy?" So, you
did
know.
Did I say that?
That you did. You did indeed.
So not Kiss sure
you name dropped a song, but you know, we're not going to do that.
Phone.
We're not going to name drop songs on air.
I didn't say we're going to play it. I'm just saying it's a classic Soulja Boy song.
Okay, well, maybe there will be some Soulja Boy in the near future.
Everyone's gonna like tune out the radio.
Okay, well, this next song,
is he still a thing? Like,
no,
like,
literally, no.
Like, where did he go?
He had like a song with Matt and Kim.
What?
He's about what? Transcending those genres.
That's interesting.
It is quite interesting. We're going to keep the party rolling. I've got some Afro beats here. So.
We should play some spooky music.
Okay, that's like not a thing. Halloween music?
Yeah.
Except like the Monster Mash.
I can't think of any other spooky music.
Exactly. With that, we're moving on to the next song.
Standing line, oh, ah. You tell me, say, don't go watch what we So you won't take charge, okay? Girl, I know mind. Go do your thing, girl, I'll be quiet, yeah. I know that. Baby, what I say is your time. You say make a hold tight. Now she says she won't give me
she
that.
She give me African ways like T.Y.
She won't give me that work like Rihanna. Yeah. Jerry Bush, she rotate TD like a tie. Yeah. She dey make man stand ovation. I back a don't cause inflation for the nation. You say you want me love to the best time. You tell me say you don't want to waste time. You say them other girls have you stand in line. African thing, she dey roll it. Fine face like Genevieve. Anything you want, I go be. I be right here, I don't leave. All my love, girl, me,
she give me African ways like T.Y.
She won't give me that work like Rihanna. Yeah. Jerry Bush, she rotate TD like a tie. Yeah. She dey make man stand ovation. I back a don't cause inflation for the nation. You say you want me love to the best time.
Control, spelled with a K, probably a stylistic choice for some flair, by Malik Berry. You're going to be hearing that one at all the clubs, probably.
That's a nice one. Had a propulsive beat.
I'm sorry, was Did the word that? Choice propulsive?
It was.
Okay.
Edward, get off synonym.com.
Synonym.com? Is that an actual one?
I don't know.
There's thesaurus.com.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know what? I actually have a friend listening all the way down from my home state of Georgia. And he made a request for some nice, clean rap from everyone's favorite nice, clean rapper, Will Smith. So I'm gonna pull that up. Would y'all like to talk, please, so that I can make that happen?
Yeah.
Will Smith was the best rapper of his generation.
Was he, though? What generation? I don't even, like, I feel like I've only know one song by Will Smith. I don't want to say it because DJ Mandy B is gonna get angry
at
me.
It's not me. It's the FCC.
I feel like Yeah.
I'm sorry? Is there a problem?
No,
do you have a problem?
There's no problem. Okay. I don't want to get the FCC on us.
Okay, that's what I thought. Do y'all see what I have to deal with? I always get made to look like the bad guy, but he just gives me so much attitude.
I do not give attitude.
Attitude. Attitude. Okay. Well, so I'm currently trying to get this Will Smith song.
Hey, Will Smith is trending. That's really weird. I'm on Facebook right now.
What did he do?
I don't know. Well, let's see.
Okay.
He, wife accepts late Will Smith Saints Hall of Fame honor.
Okay. Is that like Will Smith, like nice clean rap Will Smith?
I'm pretty sure that's a pretty common name. Will Smith.
Okay. All right. Well,
there's more than one Will Smith.
It's like, wait, what?
And with that, we've got some Will Smith. I think I've never heard this. Will Smith, the rapper
slash actor slash whatever else he's done.
Black man extraordinaire.
I like Will Smith. I think he's good.
He's great.
It's like my sister's one of her favorite actors.
Wow, what an honor.
The movie Hitch.
I watched that. Can't say that's one of his best works, but to each their own. With that,
after dragging my sister,
I
dragged her.
Ellen, if you're out there, I didn't drag you.
Right through the mud.
Ellen is probably listening.
She's tuning in right now, all the way from California. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have disclosed the location. You know what? This is okay.
We're just gonna disclose the location of my sister.
Okay, moving on.
Will Smith,
the rapper.
To tell about this guy, you all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are gonna pay the letter, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. Got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. Pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head.
Okay, so I normally hate talking over songs, but if, okay, whoever's out there listening, if you don't like Family Guy, watch Family Guy, watch the clip where Stewie is impersonating Will Smith's nice clean rap, because this is literally a perfect example of what Family Guy is making fun of in this, these lyrics. Okay, that's all I had to say. I had to say it.
Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't go to sleep,
I'll talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow. Jeff, I'm going Jeff. To bed.
Sounds like Jeff had a bad night by the end of that song. With that studio fade out option.
At least we got the Halloween theme going.
Per your request.
Yeah,
it's pretty true. Spooky.
It was very spooky.
Mm. Shout out to Javen for that song request. He'd like to clarify that it was purely because it was a Halloween theme.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
that Halloween going.
Please keep the roasts to yourself.
When I was a kid, I dressed up as Peter Pan like 7 years in a row. You guys ever do any Halloween costumes that were lame? What was your favorite Halloween costume?
My favorite Halloween costume would be my junior year of high school. And my best friend and I dressed up as Dunkin' Donuts. So we were basketball players. And we had like these like flat brims or snapbacks. I don't know if those are the same thing. The B-baller hats.
Wait, hold on, I'm confused. What you
the Jordans.
Oh, Dunkin', I see. I got you.
And then we walked around with like the pool donuts around our... There's a great photo, and it was great. Teachers loved it. Fellow students loved it. It was iconic.
Really? That's interesting. My sister used to go as the weirdest things. One time she went as like a telephone. Next to like a tree. Got like a chicken one year, I think.
She has that minimalist approach to it.
No, but they were like full blown costumes that my mother would make.
All right.
A telephone.
Yeah, like a I think. Like a maybe that was me. I don't remember.
Maybe that was me.
Okay. Nice cover up.
Yeah. That telephone's a pretty good costume. Pull that off. So all those kids going to the store buying one. Make a telephone. Sorry, I'll be quiet.
Are you saying you were a trendsetter by being a telephone for Halloween?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I would say so.
Halloween 2017, buy your telephone costume.
No, you don't buy, you make.
Correction. Make your telephone costume.
But you just said that all the kids were going out to buy.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you just contradicted yourself. You just played yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Logical fallacies here on the Melanated Hour.
Mm-hmm. SMH. Do we ever... I don't know if I actually... Yeah, so that song specifically was A Nightmare on My Street by everyone's favorite clean rapper, Will Smith. Apparently made for A Nightmare on Elm Street, which I have never seen, but, Freddy and Jason have literally had, like, 50 billion movies, so that was the start of it all. Also, Henry asked... I'm sorry, DJ Hank asked who
Revealing
Jeff...
Revealing identities all over the place.
Who Jeff was. Javen has some insight here. So the person who Will Smith did all of his albums with was a guy named DJ Jazzy Jeff. So that's who Jeff was.
Obviously.
Beautiful name.
I'm digging it. That alliteration is really working for him.
Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff.
Kind of like, who's the guy who always works with Macklemore?
Why is... Okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm so...
Maybe there's like a... Well, like, maybe Will Smith had like a secondary guy that always worked with him. I don't know.
Will Smith... Macklemore, where did the the parallel.
They both have that random dude that's part of their
music. You want to toss in Hall & Oates too? Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, okay, but they were actually both well known.
Ooh, way to drag DJ Jazzy Jeff. He already got murdered at the end of the song. Jeez, Henry, have some sensitivity.
Whew.
And with that, we'll move on.
You keep saying with that.
Don't come for me. Tonight's not the night. Tonight is not the night. Alrighty. Thank you, Javen, for that request and for the extra fun facts to back it up, too. So we've got about 14 minutes left on our broadcast here on the Melanated Hour, WMFO Medford. And, I usually like to try to have, a cohesive playlist. It's usually, same, genre subfield, same, theme, but that didn't really happen this time. So I was actually texting my mom because I have a cool mom who's awake this late, apparently. Who knows? Maybe she's turning up. Go, Mom. And she reminded me of a song that I apparently liked a lot when I was really little, and it was, one of my first favorite songs, you could say, which I think is comical, so I'm gonna go ahead and play that.
I'm excited.
Okay. Enjoy.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sole and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you're owed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was Hit 'Em Up a Style, parentheses, oops. One hit wonder, Blue Cantrell. Girl, where are you at? I loved you when I was four, apparently.
Apparently, that was my jam. I did too. I knew like half the words of that song.
He was singing along, yeah, hitting those harmonies.
I'm impressed. It's good. Throwback.
Hope you enjoyed that throwback. Yeah. We have another throwback. You know, I don't even want to name drop who the artist is.
As promised.
But you'll remember this one.
It's a classic.
Soldier boy, tell me.
You know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on, later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home.
Baby, I know that you like me. You my future wifey. Soulja boy, tell them, yeah, you can be my bunny. I can be your Clyde, you can be my wife. Text me, call me, I need you in my life. Yeah, all that, every day I need ya. And every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper. I miss ya, I miss ya, I really wanna kiss ya, but I can't.
6-7-8-9-8-2-1-2. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on, later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home, I get home.
Baby, I've been thinking lately so much about you. Everything about you I like, yeah, I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
6-7-8-9-8-2-1-2. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
She dialed my number like
6-7-8-9-9-8-2-1-2. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
Those Soulja Boys kiss me through the phone, and I'm actually texting my sisters right now, and they wanted a shout out, but y'all know that I love to roast people, so I'm going to particularly take these last 5 minutes of the show to drag my sister Yolanda, because she loved Soulja Boy. She thought he was really cute, and when Soulja Boy came to our hometown, she went to a Soulja Boy concert. So, I'm just gonna put that out there.
Like, did he just sing his two songs on repeat?
He literally had crank that, and then, like, I don't even know what the other, like, hit. I don't even think LOL Smiley Face had come out at that point. Like, he was riding on nothing, but she was super hype. Wow. I'm getting a lot of texts in boxes coming in right now, so I'm probably getting some responses to the roast. Anyway, we have about 4 minutes left on the Melanated Hour here at WMFO Medford. And I think there's one classic song that we obviously have to play on Halloween weekend. So enjoy the rest of your Halloween weekend, and we'll send you off with a legend. Enjoy.